I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Steve.
Kevin, it's that time of year when you disappear to Florida for a few days and return with word about all kinds of newfangled fishing gear. Explain what this is about.
That's right. Every July, we take a trip down to Orlando for the world's largest sport fishing trade show. And what they do down there, they have a new product showcase. So fishing companies from all over the world get together, and they show off their newest product to people who work for fishing magazines like us. And we get to take a look, check out what's coming up, what's new, and decide which ones are our favorites.
All right. So what did you see?
Well, the most interesting category down there was actually boat accessories, which usually isn't too exciting. But what everybody was talking about was a new type of product and boating accessory called the Premium 5-Gallon Bucket.
The Premium 5-Gallon Bucket.
That's right. So a 5-Gallon Bucket, that's something that every boater has, every fisherman uses. Usually you get them for free, or maybe you pick one up for a few dollars at the hardware store. But a couple companies decided that they could make a better bucket and charge some pretty good money for it. One of the buckets was by the company Yeti, which is famous for making premium coolers. They're usually a few hundred dollars for really nice coolers. They introduced a $39 5-gallon bucket. It's overbuilt. It's got a strong handle. It has some slots around the edges that'll hold knives and tools. And even though it's $40 for a 5-gallon bucket, I think you'll see some fishermen that actually see this as a useful product.
And how about the other bucket?
The other bucket, I'm not so sure on. This was by a company called Huck Bucket, and we were trying to figure out if this was for real or not. It is for real. This is a 5-gallon bucket priced at $119. It is, we are told, the nicest 5-gallon bucket in the world. It's made of a polymer that is used in auto manufacturing, has skid plates on the bottom made by Vibram, the people who make soles for shoes. And it's twice as thick as a regular 5-gallon bucket. They said that they haven't been able to find the limit of its of what it can hold in weight yet, but they think it can easily stand up to over 600 pounds.
Let's move from buckets. There's always some new take on fishing lures. What did you see there?
Fishing lures were a little more interesting, but still kind of ridiculous. The winner for the best fishing lure at this show was called the 3D Bat by Savage Gear. And this was a plastic lure made to look exactly like a bat, like a brown bat or a vampire bat. It had metal wings on the sides, so it floats on top of the water, and it's supposed to look like a bat that fell out of the sky and is crawling along the surface of the water. Supposedly, that should work very well for largemouth bass. I don't know how often they would see a bat on the water, but I guess if they did, that's something they would eat.
I want to have time to round up the fishing action here. It's been a busy week for local fishermen, particularly at the canal.
It has. Well, we were down in Florida. We missed out on what some guys were saying was the best Cape Cod canal bite they've seen. It always, I think, sounds a little better when you're hearing it secondhand, but no doubt a lot of bass were caught, including some very big ones. 40-pounders weighed in, and even a few confirmed over 50 pounds. It's a good signal that there's probably now some very big bass have moved through the canal into Cape Cod Bay. And I would keep an eye on the canal. There's another big set of tides coming next week after the new moon, so there's a pretty good chance the canal will turn on again.
And how about offshore?
Offshore, the bite known as the South of the Vineyard bite has also turned on. That's about 20 to 30 miles south of Martha's Vineyard, where you start to have warm water come up from the Gulf Stream. It brings in yellowfin tuna, some bluefin tuna, mahi-mahi white marlin, so some more kind of tropical species. Game fish like that. That bite has turned on and should last through the next couple of months. So if you have a boat big enough to head down offshore and you get a good weather window, that's a good opportunity as well.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.